I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Entering the 2020s, Tim Berners, Lee's part as a mastermind of the web had evolved into that of a global guardian and advocate. The World Wide Web had become a necessary part of diurnal life, shaping politics, commerce, education, and culture across every corner of the globe. Yet with this unknown influence came profound challenges. Challenges that Berners, Lee had provisioned, but now face an boosted, digitally connected world. By this point, social media platforms dominated digital communication, and data-driven husbandry controlled vast swathes of stoner information. Pots amassed immense power, occasionally surpassing that of governments, while information juggernauts, cyber attacks, and sequestration violations hovered to erode trust in the veritably structure he created. For Berners, Lee, the charge remained clear: cover the web as a public good, ensure its availability, and help its manipulation for narrow marketable or political dockets. Championing for immortal, centric web Berners, Lee's sweats decreasingly concentrated on the mortal aspect of technology. While masterminds and inventors had the chops to make systems, he understood that these systems could only thrive immorally if guided by principles that admired individualities and communities. He frequently spoke of a web for humanity, emphasizing that technological invention must be accompanied by social responsibility. Through the World Wide Web Foundation, innovated in 2009, he worked lifelessly to promote digital edition and cover online rights. The foundation aimed to ensure that people, anyhow of geographic position or profitable status, could pierce the web and share meaningfully. Berners, Lee argued that connectivity was no longer a luxury. It was a necessity, akin to pierce to clean water or education. In numerous developing nations, the foundation partnered with governments, NGOs, and tech companies to expand internet structure. Sweats included furnishing affordable broadband, supporting original content creation, and promoting digital knowledge. Berners, Lee believed that the web could empower citizens to share in governance, access healthcare, and engage with educational coffers that would else be out of reach. The contract for the web, maybe one of Berners, Lee's most ambitious enterprise in this period, was a contract for the web, launched in 2019. It outlined clear principles for governments, companies, and citizens to follow to guard the web's openness, affordability, and trustability. The contract comported of three pillars: governments should ensure internet access for all, cover digital rights, and uphold net impartiality. Companies should make services that admire sequestration, minimize detriment, and empower druggies. Citizens should endorse the web as a participative resource and take responsibility for their online jest. The action drew wide attention, championed by hundreds of associations worldwide. Berners, Lee tete-a-tete supported it as a call to action at transnational conferences, emphasizing that the web's health depended not solely on masterminds or policymakers, but on the collaborative commitment of all who used it. Tackling data sequestration and centralization, one of Berners, Lee's most critical enterprises in this period was the control and monetization of particular data. Social media titans and large tech companies had created sophisticated ecosystems that collected detailed information about druggies, frequently without unequivocal concurrence. While similar systems generated enormous gains, they also posed pitfalls: identity theft, behavioral manipulation, and corrosion of particular autonomy. To fight this, Berners, Lee developed a solid design, social link data, designed to give individualities control over their data. Solid envisaged a world in which druggies could store particular information in decentralized capsules, choosing who could pierce it and under what conditions. Unlike traditional platforms, which laid in data to power advertising models, Solid aimed to return power and sequestration to the stoner. Though relinquishment was gradational, Solid represented a clear expression of Berners. Lee's gospel of the web should empower people rather than exploit them. It reflected his broader belief that technology without ethics was deficient, and that the web's armature should support mortal quality. addressing information and misinformation, the rise of misinformation and fake news pose another redoubtable challenge. Burners, Lee had long provisioned that the same openness that made the web important could be exploited by vicious actors. False narratives, viral phonies, and algorithmically amplified propaganda hovered public trust, undermining popular institutions and social cohesion. He called for norms of credibility, encouraging platforms to prioritize translucency and responsibility. He also promoted the use of structured data to help distinguish fact from fabrication, believing that specialized results could round education and critical thinking. Burners. Lee frequently emphasized that addressing misinformation was a participatory responsibility. Governments, companies, and citizens all had places to play. Engagement with governments and policy in his after career. Burners. Lee came a frequent counsel to governments around the world, helping to shape policy on internet governance, sequestration, and digital rights. He frequently argued that regulation should end stifle invention, but must cover the web as a participated resource. Net impartiality was one of his recreating themes. He advised against programs that allowed internet service providers to prioritize certain content or services, emphasizing that similar practices could undermine fairness and creativity online. His station was occasionally controversial, particularly with policymakers who viewed regulation as a constraint on business interests. Yet, Burners, Lee remained unvarying, constantly framing his arguments around the long-term health of the web rather than short-term political earnings. Academic and public engagement, despite his global elevation, Burners, Lee maintained deep ties to academia. At MIT and other institutions, he continued to educate, lecture, and tutor scholars. His classes were unique in that they combined specialized rigor with ethical reflection, grueling scholars to consider not only how to make systems, but why they signified. He also came a public geek, giving addresses at transnational forums, writing essays, and sharing debates on the future of the internet. His thing was clear: inspire a broader followership to see the web as a participated social structure, not simply a technological tool. Reflections on heritage. By this time, Burners, Lee's influence had come both emblematic and practical. He was no longer just the innovator of the web. He was a custodian of its values. His life instanced a balance of specialized brilliance, visionary foresight, and moral responsibility. He frequently reflected on how the web had grown far beyond his original CERN trial, getting commodity that connected billions of people and shaped nearly every aspect of ultra-modern life. Yet he remained humble about his achievements. He constantly emphasized collaboration and the benefactions of innumerous masterminds, contrivers, and druggies. He frequently said that the web's success was not due to any single existent, but to a global community working together. Challenges ahead indeed as the web progressed. Challenges persisted. Artificial intelligence, machine literacy, and advanced algorithms were transubstantiating online jests, creating new openings but also new pitfalls. Burners, Lee stressed that these technologies must be guided by ethical fabrics to help detriment, demarcation, or exploitation. Digital sequestration, indifferent access, and forestalment of monopolistic control remain central enterprises. Burners, Lee believed that the web's future would depend on a delicate balance between technological invention and societal responsibility. Without alert, he advised, the web could lose the openness and inclusivity that had made it revolutionary in the first place. The alternate decade of the 21st century stressed both the transformative power of the web and the immense responsibility that came with it. Tim Berners, Lee had long envisaged the web as a universal platform for knowledge, communication, and collaboration. Yet as billions of druggies came online and marketable interests expanded, he faced new, unknown challenges in keeping his vision alive. Solidifying personal data ownership, a central focus during this period, was expansion and creation of the solid design. Burners, Lee's vision was radical to give druggies full control over their particular data, stored in decentralized capsules. These capsules could be hosted by individualities themselves, by trusted providers, or indeed by nonprofit associations. The idea was simple, yet revolutionary: druggies would choose who could pierce their information and for what purposes, effectively reversing the prevailing model where pots booby-trap particular data for profit. Solid gained attention from inventors and sequestration lawyers worldwide. Workshops, forums, and open-source collaborations picked, demonstrating practical ways to apply data capsules in real-world operations. Burners. Lee emphasized that SOLID wasn't just a specialized result, it was a philosophical statement about digital autonomy and particular sovereignty. He frequently explained the urgency of the design with exemplifications. Social media platforms decreasingly collected vast quantities of data, including position histories, browsing habits, and particular preferences. This data, monetized without clear concurrence, created power imbalances between individualities and pods. SOLID aimed to restore balance, furnishing a structure in which sequestration was involuntary but foundational. Internet governance and policy advocacy burners. Lee continued to engage at the policy position, championing for open, fair, and inclusive internet governance. He shared in global forums, consulting with associations similar as the United Nations, the European Union, and colorful public governments. His focus was harmonious programs must cover mortal rights online, ensure equal access, and maintain the web as a neutral and open platform. In particular, he stressed the significance of net impartiality, advising that prioritizing certain content or charging for preferential access would hang the web's ABCDarian principles. He argued that a tiered internet could stifle invention, concentrate power, and marginalize lower-rich druggies. Berners, Lee's advocacy played a crucial part in global debates about internet regulation, serving as a moral compass in a fleetly evolving digital geography. Combating misinformation, the rise of social media created new societal challenges. Platforms enabled instant communication and global collaboration, but they also eased the spread of misinformation, conspiracy propositions, and digital importunity. Berners, Lee viewed these problems as a trouble to both republic and social cohesion. He proposed multi-pronged results, specialized results, encouraging structured data, metadata norms, and verification protocols to help distinguish dependable information from lies. Education promoting digital knowledge programs to help druggies critically assess online content. Ethical design prompting technology companies to prioritize probity, translucency, and responsibility in their algorithms and services. Berners, Lee's arguments weren't simply theoretical. He laboriously banded with experimenters, non-governmental associations, and tech companies to apply systems that could reduce the spread of information without infringing on freedom of expression. Transnational connectivity, in addition, one of the ongoing operations for Berners, Lee was to bridge the digital peak. Despite global advances, billions of people still demanded meaningful access to the web. Numerous lived in pastoral areas, developing nations, or regions with restrictive government programs. Berners. Lee saw this as both a moral and practical concern if vast populations remain offline. They were barred from education, healthcare, profitable openings, and political participation. The World Wide Web Foundation launched Enterprise to give affordable access, produce locally applicable content, and train communities in digital knowledge. Berners. Lee emphasized original commission. He did and endorse for a top-down model where foreign associations assess results. Rather, he sought to unite with original leaders and associations to ensure sustainable, culturally sensitive perpetration. These sweats included furnishing low-cost internet structure, supporting open-source software, and developing educational programs for women and marginalized groups. Berners, Lee believed that the web could level the playing field if access and participation were made universal. Addressing centralization and commercial dominance, the 2010s and 2020s saw a connection of online power among many major tech companies. Berners, Lee was decreasingly concerned that centralized platforms controlled too important of the web, from communication networks to search machines and social media. This centralization, he argued, hovered the open, decentralized vision he'd in mind when he created the web. He promoted decentralized technologies like SOLID blockchain and open data norms to annul this trend. His vision was a web where druggies, rather than pots, held control over their digital individualities and data. He also prompted governments to apply programs that foster competition and invention, precluding monopolistic dominance that could stifle creativity and circumscribe freedom of information. Educating the next generation, Tim Berners, Lee remained deeply committed to education. At MIT, he continued to tutor scholars, conduct lectures, and oversee exploration systems. His tutoring went beyond computer wisdom. He emphasized ethical responsibility, social impact, and mortal-centered design. He encouraged scholars to ask ABC daring questions: how does this technology affect society? Does it empower or exploit druggies? Does it uphold fairness and inclusivity? Through these educational sweats, he inspired a generation of technologists to suppose critically about their work. Numerous of his scholars went on to develop open source systems, advocate for sequestration, and promote ethical digital design. Icing that burners, Lee's principles will continue to impact the future of the web. Reflections on the web's growth by this stage in his career. Burners. Lee frequently reflected on the web's elaboration. It had grown far beyond his original vision at CERN in 1989, getting an integral part of Diurnal, life for billions. Yet he remained acutely apprehensive of the pitfalls: unbounded commercialization, intimation, surveillance, and inequality. He constantly emphasized the responsibility of all web druggies. The web, he argued, is a participative resource, and its health depends on collaborative stewardship. Everyone, from masterminds to ordinary citizens, had a part in icing the web remained open, safe, and inclusive. In interviews, he remained modest about his own part. While extensively honored as a father of the web, he constantly stressed the cooperative nature of the Internet's growth. Masterminds, experimenters, levies, and druggies all contributed to its success, and he saw himself as a custodian, not a sovereign, of the WB. As the 2020s progressed, the web's influence on society only boosted. From social relations to commerce, governance to education, every aspect of life had come integrated with the digital realm. Tim Berners, Lee remained watchful, apprehensive that the same platform that empowered humanity also had the eventuality to be misused, sewed up, and corrupted. His focus was on guiding the web toward a future that reflected the principles of openness, availability, and ethical stewardship. The Solid Project and personal data sovereignty, one of Berners Lee's most ambitious sweats in this period, was the expansion of the Solid Action. Its thing was simple in principle, but profound in recrimination: individualities should enjoy their particular data, controlling how it was participated and with whom. Solid introduced a conception of capsules, decentralized storehouse spaces where data could live singly of commercial platforms. Druggies could widely grant access to operations, websites, or associations, icing that their digital footmark remained under their control. The specialized challenge was substantial. It needed redefining traditional infrastructures, prevailing inventors to borrow new norms, and educating the public on the significance of data sovereignty. Berners, Lee, tete-a-tete engaged in shops, webinars, and conferences to promote Solid, emphasizing that it was not a bear trial but a necessary elaboration of the web. The implicit impact of Solid was far-reaching. In a world dominated by data-empty pods, it offered a path toward sequestration, autonomy, and digital commission. It was a practical personification of Berners, Lee's long-held belief that the web should serve humanity, not the other way around. Championing for ethical technology, Berners, Lee's focus extended beyond data sequestration. He came an oral advocate for ethical fabrics and technology, particularly in arising areas like artificial intelligence, machine literacy, and algorithmic governance. He advised that technology without responsibility could replicate impulses, complicate inequality, and undermine trust. He constantly argued that ethical design should be voluntary. For him, the creation of digital tools was thick from responsibility inventors, and companies had to consider not just what a system could do, but what it should do. His public speeches constantly stressed the need for mortal-centered design, translucency, and fairness in technology deployment. Combating innovation and guarding Republic the challenges of the 2020s included a sharp rise in misinformation and innovation online. Social media platforms, while important tools for connection, had come conduits for propaganda, phonies, and divisive narratives. Berners, Lee saw this as a direct trouble to popular societies and the veritably trust that sustained mortal commerce. To address this, he supported for a multi-layered approach specialized results, using structured data and verification protocols to help distinguish accurate information from lies. Education, tutoring digital knowledge to enable druggies to critically estimate online content. Ethical responsibility, encouraging technology companies to design systems that minimize detriment and promoted trustability. Berners, Lee emphasized that combating misinformation needed collaborative responsibility. Governments, companies, civil society, and individual druggies all had to act in musicale to ensure that the web remained a space for informed dialogue rather than manipulation. Expanding global access of patient theme throughout Burners, Lee's after work was Digital Edition. While important to the world enjoyed high-speed connectivity, billions of people remained offline or had only limited access. For Burners, Lee, this was inferior. He argued that the web should be a universal right, enabling people to share in education, governance, commerce, and communication anyhow terrain or socioeconomic status. Through the World Wide Web Foundation, Burners, Lee commanded Enterprise to expand internet access to underserved regions. Systems included furnishing low-cost connectivity, supporting original content creation, and enforcing digital knowledge programs acclimatized to different artistic surrounds. He emphasized collaboration with original associations, believing that sustainable progress needed community-driven results rather than top-down duty. The Contract for the Web in 2019, Burners, Lee launched the Contract for the Web, a global action outlining principles for governments, companies, and citizens to guard the web. The contract concentrated on three main areas: governments ensure affordable access, uphold digital rights, and maintain net impartiality. Companies respect sequestration, minimize detriment, and empower druggies. Citizens advocate for a fair web and engage responsibly online. The contract gained wide recognition, with hundreds of associations championing its principles. Burners, Lee used the action to emphasize that the web's future depended on participative responsibility and collaborative action. It was a reflection of his lifelong belief that the web should serve the public interest, not just marketable or political dockets. Recognitions and continued influence, indeed decades after contriving the web, Burners, Lee continued to admit global recognition. Awards, memorial degrees, and accolades recognize not just his specialized achievements, but also his enduring commitment to ethical and inclusive technology. In 2004, he'd been knighted, getting Sir Tim Berners-Lee. Yet he remained modest, constantly turning attention to cooperative sweats that had made the web a success. He used his influence to advocate for policy changes, ethical norms, and universal access. His voice came aground between masterminds, policymakers, and the general public, reminding each group of the web's ABCDarian purpose to connect, inform, and empower humanity. Reflections on heritage by this stage, Burners. Lee frequently reflected on his trip, from the first offer at CERN to the sprawling global structure of the ultramodern web. His creation had converted how humans communicate, learn, and work. Yet he no way lost sight of the core principles that had guided him from the morning: openness, availability, universality, and ethical responsibility. He constantly reminded Cult that the web's success was and due to any single existent. Its adaptability and growth were the product of millions of contributors, from coders and experimenters to druggies and activists. Burners, Lee saw himself not as a solitary genius, but as a custodian of a global community, responsible for maintaining the web's integrity and guiding its elaboration. Challenges for the unborn indeed, as the web progressed, challenges persisted. Issues similar as data sequestration, centralized control, misinformation, and digital inequality needed constant alert. Burners, Lee's response was visionary, promoting decentralized technologies like Solid, championing for ethical design, and emphasizing education and knowledge. He understood that technological invention alone could ensure a fair, open web. Societal engagement was pivotal. Governments, companies, and individualities demanded to work together to uphold the values that had made the web revolutionary. In this sense, Burners, Lee's work remained as applicable and critical as ever. A vision for a mortal-centric web eventually. Burners, Lee's charge was philosophical as much as technological. He envisaged a web that was mortal-centric, where technology served society rather than exploiting it. Every action he shouldered, from the Contract for Web to Solid, was designed to support this vision. He believed that the web could be a force for good, enabling education, invention, communal engagement, and global collaboration. But he also honored that these issues were unguaranteed. They depended on choices made inclusively by druggies, inventors, and policymakers. His advocacy, thus, was a call to action to cover the web, empower its druggies, and ensure that it remains an open, universal platform for generations to come. Ending reflections as occasion 28 concludes, Tim Berners, Lee stands as a figure of enduring applicability, a visionary who not only created a technological revolution, but also continually guided it with ethical and social foresight. His work reminds us that technology is ent-neutral. It reflects the values, precedences, and liabilities of those who make and use it. In a world decreasingly shaped by the digital Berners, Lee's life and vision serve as a moral compass, emphasizing openness, inclusivity, and mortal commission. He has shown that invention is not the end of the trip, but the morning of a lifelong responsibility to ensure that technology benefits all of humanity.